My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Great show. All except for the very last episode, when Will was standing by himself looking around, very sad. Then I'm pretty sure there were two Aunt Vivs, correct, Rico?
No, Jeff, there was only one.
Oh. No, but they look different.
Yes, there were two Aunt Vivs.
He said, but Jeff. They look different. Make a deal, Scott Harris, please.
Seriously, what's your favorite black TV show? 248-539-9797. By the way, Hanging with Mr. Cooper is getting a lot of love. That was a great show. He was the king of 10-day contracts. Remember, he was a basketball player. Great show.
Yeah, I was partial to the Jeffersons, but you know. Let's move on.
Moving on up. Speaking of moving, 248-539-9797. I know my black TV shows. The ticket tax, the exact same number. Here's the deal. Deal or no deal, is Jack Flaherty going to get dealt? And then the second part of it is, how are you left feeling about your president, the baseball ops, since I'm not allowed to say Pobo? Now, here's the beautiful thing, Rico, and tell me if you agree, then we'll hit the calls. If Scott Harris later on tonight at 7 simply says, we love Flaherty, extended. We love Scooble, not going anywhere. Reese is coming back. We love our 1-2-3. We love our rotation. If he says that, that means it's on. Furthermore, we're all good with it. That means you win next year, or at least you're doing your damnedest to win next year.
No, that means that, you know what, the biggest thing I heard out of that is the Flaherty got, it's going to get extended. He's already agreed to it, not something you're going to talk about in the offseason. The other thing, my next question is, what are you going after in the offseason? What is the bat? What position player? Where are you targeting? Because you can't specifically say a player, but you can say, we're looking at adding some infielder. We're looking at some outfield help. We're looking at going after a catcher so that we don't have to bring Dingler up right now. You got to tell me something. You got to give me your plan for the future, because right now, this looks like a rudderless ship.
No, I agree with you. I mean, we've been wondering about the timeline for a very long time. Tonight at 7, he's got to say what the timeline is. He's not allowed to say, well, you know, we got to develop our core. He's not allowed to say we're waiting for the young guys in A-ball, because if that's the case, why are you keeping Tarek Skubal and really Jack Flaherty? Let's go to Joe in Lansing. You're on the ticket. What's up, Joe?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Joe, hey, what's your favorite black TV show? Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff, let's move on.
I'm sorry.
I don't think that they're going to trade Skubal or Flaherty, and that's because earlier today, A.J. Hinch made a comment before the game saying that they're going to trade a couple guys. They traded those couple guys.
Oh, boy.
And that was Carson Kelly and Andrew Chafin. So just based off that, I don't believe they're going to make any more moves. What are your guys' thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's coach speak. I mean, I know AJ knows what Scott is thinking and what he wants to do. I think it's coach speak. It's got to be. Because here's the other thing, fair. Joe. I mean, you never know what's going to be thrown at you. And it's about to get even more wild than it's already been. You got $125 left in the deadline. It's already a seller's market. These teams are desperate as hell. You look at the Yankees and the Orioles. A half game separates them for first Steve place Rieger. In the AL East. Like, you don't know what's coming your way. So I don't think you can just determine I'm not no. trading these guys.
See, I'm agreeing with Joe because that press conference like got called too. It got called too early, which leads me to believe they already knew. All right, once this Chafin thing is done, we're done, and we'll meet with the media at 7.
Oh, see, it wasn't I disagree. One of those.
Nah.
So you think? So you and Joe answer this too. You think because the press conference was called by Tigers PR, and I can look at when the email was sent. You think that means they're done dealing because? After the press conference was called, they dealt one more in Andrew Chafin.
No, that doesn't mean they're done dealing. They still got, an hour and a half?
Yes, I don't think
anything
they're done
can dealing. Happen, but just based off what he was saying, it leads me to believe that they're done dealing for now, or at least they don't have that right offer that they're looking for.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, I can definitely understand while someone will get leaned in that direction with the news of the press conference coming that early. Because I kind of felt that deep down inside, but I know there was plenty of time left. But it just, you can lean in that direction that, so are you done? Are you telling me that's it? No major moves happening? It can feel that way.
If the plan is to just increase the offense in the offseason, keep Flaherty, keep school, we're good with that though, right? That's a direction. I think we're fine with that. Is that fair to say?
I guess. I mean, looks like looks like the Rangers are sending over right-handed pitcher Joseph Mantelov and Chase Lee to Detroit for Chafin.
All right. Well, look at what prospects they are. I mean, you're not expecting
Kenny,
a ton.
Kenny's looking that up okay. right now.
We're not expecting a ton for Chafin.
Yeah, Montevello is their 27th best prospect. All right. And
what is
I'm
he?
Trying to,
a batter?
He's a right-handed pitcher.
Okay, who's the other guy?
Is Chase Lee.
What's his deal?
They're both pitchers.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. Not fabulous. Exciting.
I mean, are they're in what league? Like, are these pitchers that are going to start for the rest of the season? Like, is that what he did? Two guys that are major league ready that you just throw in the rotation? Because the Tigers have none of those right now.
Montevello is a A-plus ball.
Oh,
so
okay. He's years away.
You're looking at 2026 for him.
All right. Introduce him to Max Clark.
2026. Love hearing that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Okay, yeah. We're not going to overreact to an Andrew Chafin deal.
You're right. We weren't expecting anything from it. You know what? I'm just projecting everything else that hasn't happened to this deal.
Here's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping when Harris talks, it all makes sense. That's what I'm hoping. What are the odds of that, Rico?
It better be some powerful words that he is going to say to make all of this make sense. I mean, he's got to go almost full Kaiser Sose because I'm not understanding anything right now.
Let's go to Nick. You're on the ticket. Nick wants to speak about a similar topic. What's going on, Nick? Nick, are you there? All right, we'll put Nick on hold. I think Nick is driving cross. Is Nick helping Andrew Chafin move?
Oh,
is that what's going on there? Nick's
yeah,
in the,
I think so.
Andrew Chafin hired Nick in a truck. That's going to be a long drive. It's going to Rodney in Detroit. You're on the ticket. What's going on, Rodney?
Rob, you can't miss one of the best five black shows of all time, Sanford and Son.
Great show.
I don't know if that's been mentioned.
You big dummy!
Yeah, and that's what my father used to call me. He was in the furniture business in Detroit for years. So that was a show that was loved by black and whites. Everyone loved Sanford and Son. Now, going
so
to
he's
the
having
Scooble
a heart attack.
Thing, yeah, Elizabeth.
Take me now, but, right?
Yeah, take me now. Okay. And Lamont used to have the same one, too. My mom coming to join you. When Fred would act up.
Fellas.
Sorry, back on track.
Yeah, what do you got on Scooble?
Well, I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed because I'm not have a lot of enthusiasm for our new president. If he doesn't trade him or if he pass on some good deals, I'm just leery, and I'm more leery of Chris Illich. If he keeps Scooble and Flaherty, I'm not looking for Chris Illich to spend enough money to buy batters, hitters next year. Chris Illich is not like Mike. I think he's on the cheap side, and he wants to keep the payroll to a certain amount. I just don't see Chris Illich giving our president enough money leeway to go get some help.
Hey, Rodney.
If he keeps both pitchers.
To be fair, when Al Avila told Chris Illich the rebuild's over, now he was wrong. But when he told them the rebuild was over, he went out, he got Erod, he went out, he got Baez. So he did spend at that point. I do think Chris will spend, and even Scott said this, if you believe him or not, when the so-called core is established. But what I would say is the core is now Flaherty and Scooble. It's established.
Yeah.
You better go spend.
Two pitchers.
Yeah.
Two pitchers. And Al Avila was the worst one of the worst GMs in the history of baseball. I didn't like him when what's our trader? I can't think of his name. They left the president, Dombrowski.
Yeah. We all miss Dave.
He should have never let him be GM, run the Tigers. He should have fired him years ago. But I'm still leery about Chris Illich trying to get some bats, which he could have did this year, one or two. Tigers might have been right in there. So I'm not looking for if this is once in a 10 to 15 year time to get some good players. For one pitcher, okay? One pitcher. If you can get three top 15 trade pieces for him, it's in the top 15. Look, you've taken your chance one out of three. Scooble's had two operations. You know what can happen for pitchers anytime.
Rodney, you're dead on. You're dead on. I appreciate the call. No, you're absolutely right. But, okay, here's the core. We were told by Scott Harris in the one comment, I believe it was the Mad Dog Russo, we will spend when the core is established. Here's your core.
Correct.
Go spend. Yeah. Here's your core. Because you only have part of the core for 2 years, and we don't know what the deal with Flaherty is. 248-539-9797, the ticket text,
the
exact
way,
same number. Yes.
It looks like Chase Lee pitches in AAA right now.
Oh, so he'll be in the rotation.
He's somebody that could be up 1.93 ERA, 18 strikeouts over the 14 innings pitch with AAA rock around this
14
season.
Inning? Is he a starter?
He's a reliever.
So he's a reliever. Yeah. Oh, make him a starter.
So, yeah.
All right. So that's the scuttlebutt on the two relievers or pitchers you got for Andrew Chafin. You got 1 hour and 17 minutes Jack Flaherty still a member of this baseball team? Deal or no deal, does he get moved? What does it all mean? Harris talking at 7, 97 on the ticket.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.